Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 25 minutes left to the hour of 8. This is the Senha program, and I will inshallah be hosting the program this week. Very, very important imperative in the life of a Muslim that whatever we eat, whatever we consume, whatever we're using, etc., the products that we are using should be halal, it should be suitable, it should be certified by some organization in order for us to consume it, in order for us to eat it. This is the Senha program. On this particular program, we will be looking at those products that are certified by Senha. Starting off, or to start off the program, we would first like to welcome Maulana Bilal onto the program. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and your listeners. We hope that you are all well.
Jee, alhamdulillah, we are well, and we hope the same for yourself.
Alhamdulillah, wa li fadl of Allah.
It's been a bit of a while since we have last spoke. Maulana has been doing the program. Last week also we heard, alhamdulillah, but for myself, speaking to Maulana, it's been quite a bit of a while.
True. We've been hosted by the Fatal Shop.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this program beneficial, and alhamdulillah, Sana doing a wonderful job with the certifying the different products and you know, keeping people alerted with all the different places where you can eat and where you got to stay away from, what you got to stay away from. Alhamdulillah, it's a phenomenal job that yourself and the organization is doing, Mona.
Alhamdulillah. Like almost 21 years of it, then I didn't exist.
Alhamdulillah.
With a lot of effort from the different ulama bodies in the country to come together with this united vision to see how there can be one halal body, you know, and that all halal bodies can have the same standards and integrity.
Inshallah, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala materialize it, and inshallah it will come into fruition. When I start off, I see there's a question that has come through to let the listeners know. You can call in directly on the program 011-854-1548. Our engineer will be waiting for your questions on that number, 011-854-1548. Call in directly to the studio. Alternatively, you can WhatsApp your queries to 48855. That's 48855. One of the questions coming through, starting off, the first one, which Danone yogurt is halal?
Hey, Danone, they've got different brands of yogurt under them.
Okay.
They're a manufacturing company. So they've got Nutriday, they've got the Yogi sub brand, they've got the Activia yogurt. Activia yogurts, all of them are halal suitable, Yogi sub as well. In the Nutriday range, however, there are some variants which contain bovine gelatin and which you should look out for. That would be the Nutriday low-fat plain variant, the Nutriday variant which contains fruit pieces, and lastly, the Nutriday snacks variant. Besides that, all the others are halal suitable. From last week, there was a query about clover cheese product.
Okay.
And you know, there was a slight change in the status of the cheese products, and I overlooked something. Whilst most of the cheeses in the South African market made by clover are halal suitable, as long as they are made in South Africa.
Mm.
There is one variant, the clover bulk cheese, which does contain bovine gelatin, and that is still not approved by Senna.
Okay, JazakAllah for that clarification as well. On another, same person now asking, the pink and white marshmallows made by Beacon or Manhattan, are they halal?
Okay, so these marshmallows contain bovine gelatin. Again, just a reminder that bovine gelatin is a disputed ingredient. If it comes from animals that have been slaughtered by Muslims, then there's no problem with it. However, in South Africa, generally in the Western Hemisphere and Northern Hemisphere markets, you would find that the gelatin is taken from cows or cattle that have not been slaughtered by Muslims. In this case, our view with regards to such gelatin is, you know, the same like the meat of this animal. No one would touch the meat of this animal, they would consider it haram. In the same way, we consider the gelatin that comes from this animal as haram as well.
Rana, one more question from the same person is that a face mask made from snails, can we use it?
Yes, this can be applied externally.
Okay. JazakAllah for that. Further questions. Assalamu alaikum. Is Cadbury Turkish Delight halal?
As long as it's made in South Africa, yes, it is halal also too.
The one made in South Africa. Is Double Big Cake halal? It's similar to Tinkies.
Okay, we haven't investigated that product yet. I'd suggest to the consumer to please forward it to our offices. Let's have a look and then we'll be able to advise you further whether it is halal or not.
Okay, so that the person that sent that message through, you can contact Sena directly and give them more details and they will clarify for you. Well, there's a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Chiappa, you can go ahead.
Mulana, I'd like to find out, is Pringles halal suitable?
Pringles, yes. They are manufactured officially for the South African market in Malaysia, and they should state so clearly on the packaging. Made in Malaysia, those products are halal suitable. However, there are some variants which are imported by the likes of Spar and some other retailers. These come from the US market, and unfortunately, we don't have information on them.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah for the call, Jazakallah for the answer, Mulana. Another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is Easy Mesh original flavor instant mesh halal?
Not sure about that product. Please forward the details to our officers so we can query further.
Okay, so that the person that sent that message through as well, contact Senha officers and give them more details. Inshallah, they will be able to clarify it for us. Another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Mulana, I'd just like to contribute to the halal program tonight.
Okay.
You know, for the past couple of months, in fact, even while I was in Cape Town, I've gone to Burger King, and they've got their own sort of halal logo on the on Burger King.
Okay.
And then I questioned them regarding why isn't Burger King or Sana approved or something of that sort. On various occasions, I have confronted them, I've phoned the guys, and I said to them, you people claim to be a Muslim company, but you are advocating hamburgers. Ham is totally haram in Islam. And they, up to now, to date, they haven't come back to me regarding the halal issue. So I just want to voice my opinion. This is my personal opinion. I don't know if you'll agree with me. For the Muslim Ummah to stay away from Burger King, it is not an halal organization as far as I'm concerned in my personal capacity, because not even their Muslim staff can give me the proper answers I'm looking for regarding the halal status. So I don't know if Sana wants to sort of take it a bit further on their own accord and find out as far as the public is concerned, or okay, what can be done to educate the public regarding Burger King.
Okay, for the record, Sana has not certified any Burger King store. Also, when the Burger King was newly launched in South Africa, because there was so much of interest in them, we had received many, many queries, which we communicated with Burger King and informed them that, you know, the public would like some clarity, you know, with regards to their halal status, suppliers, source of the meat products and so forth. And we can say that to date, Burger King has chosen not to give us any answer to their questions. Unfortunately, again, from our side, we cannot give any assurance then for any of their products.
Jazakallah, Mulana. So in my opinion, for the Ummah out there, let's all refrain from Burger King. It's not a halal institution. You know, it's what you put into your system is a result, is what you get out of your system. So my humble appeal to the Muslim community is to please stop not buying at Burger King. They are not certified halal. I've done my own investigation as well, and they don't want to give me any answers regarding that. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah for your contributions to the program.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mark, continuing, more questions coming through. This question reads, Assalamu alaikum, is the Temtem range halal?
Temtem range of biscuits, if they are imported from the Australia or New Zealand region, in that case, some of them do contain carmine. Carmine is an insect derivative, a color that is taken or extracted from beetles. Therefore, they are not halal. But it's not, again, it's not all of the variants, it's some of the variants. With regards to the other variants, Temtem Australia and New Zealand, they don't really want to cater for halal. They don't want to give us any disclosure. However, lately there has been some imports from Indonesia, and the products from Indonesia, these are certified halal. They are halal products, Temtem. But please check that they are made in Indonesia.
So Temtem must be made in Indonesia, made anywhere else, rather stay away from it. Well, enough further questions. Assalamu alaikum. Is Ola Feast Snack Bar and Caramel Pie Ice Cream halal?
So the Ola products, especially the new ones, they are imported, not made in South Africa. We have tried to get information on them, even though they are imported, given that they are popular products, so they're commonly found. But the company has mentioned to us, you know, that these are new products. They're still trialing them in South Africa. So at this stage, they cannot give us the information that we need. But inshallah, in the new year, if these products become permanent in South Africa, then they will probably give us a disclosure and we'll be able to say whether they are halal or not. But for the moment, they are not certified bars. Again, in our world, in this modern world, where everything undergoes a process, and there's so many additives and different ingredients that require further investigation, if a person is in doubt, you know, rather leave it out to refrain from such products.
Okay, JazakAllah for that, Maulana. The same person asking another question now, I say, my second question is Tresemme hairspray suitable to use?
Yeah, you may use that product.
JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum. Is KitKat halal?
KitKat products, please look for the Sena logo on them. They have been made in South Africa. So I think for the near future, they will no longer be made in South Africa. However, we have evaluated them, and certain imports are certified by us, so please just look for this in our logo.
Okay, Maulana, further questions. Is Bean Boozler made by Jelly Belly, is it halal?
These products, we have investigated them, and Bean Boozler, if my memory serves me correct, this was a brand that was manufactured in the US or in Europe somewhere. And unfortunately, to date, we have not been able to get the full disclosure of the product by the local importers. Therefore, can't give any assurance.
Assalamu alaikum. Please advise as to which omega supplement is halal.
With the omega supplements, there is a brand called Revite. However, you must ensure that it is the vegetarian suitable option, a vegetarian capsule, and it should say so clearly on the packaging. There is also a product called Avogel, Veg Omega. And then some of the Soleil products, where they clearly state that it is a fish gelatin capsule or it is a veggie cap. So please check on the packaging for the ingredient disclosure.
JazakAllah. Maulana, further questions. Is Skittles halal?
Skittles, to date, unfortunately, no disclosure of the ingredients, so we cannot say what's happened there.
Okay, Maulana, another question coming through. The person is asking that Cadbury's now, Cadbury's chocolates, since they have...
Yes, Cadbury chocolates. Hello? Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, Maulana, the question coming through is with Cadbury's chocolates. Cadbury's, the takeover by the company, that's what the person is asking, Cadbury's takeover by a new company. So which Cadbury's can we eat and which can't we eat?
The products which are manufactured in South Africa, those are halal suitable. The imports, we don't have any information on.
Okay, so any Cadbury's chocolate you can eat so long as it is manufactured in South Africa?
That's correct. And usually on the packaging it will tell you where it's manufactured.
Okay. Further question with regards to Cadbury's as well, the PS chocolate.
That's made locally. It is halal suitable.
Okay. Mr. Sweets, soft gums.
The soft gums don't contain bovine gelatin. Those are halal suitable. But please, again, check the ingredient disclosure.
More sweets, Broadway sweets. What about the Bratz and Sour Bells made by Broadway sweets?
If they are gelatin-free, then they are halal suitable as well.
Well, another question coming through, the cream cheeses, the person wants to know which cream cheese can you eat, and in particularly, can you eat Spa cream cheese?
Okay, again, like I mentioned last week, with regards to Spa products, Spa does not want to engage with halal at all, so we cannot advise whether the products are halal or not. Cream cheeses, you can have the Parmalat one, there is also Mazay, there's a brand called Cremona. Yes, very well as well. But the most popular one that you would find is the Parmalat.
Okay. Maulana, another question coming through. Which shops at the Mall of Africa are certified by Sena?
Okay, at the Mall of Africa, we have got a Pizza Hut store there that's certified by Sena.
Okay, same person wants to know, is there a difference between Sena certified and Sena approved?
Yes, there is a difference. Firstly, with regards to the meat industry, a product which is Sena certified will have the Sena logo appended to it. An establishment, an abattoir that is Sena approved, however, the exact same procedure or the exact same halal program is implemented at such an abattoir that would be at our certified abattoirs. However, our halal logo does not go on the products. So you would find a chicken product, like for instance the Goldie chicken products, which are Sena approved, they don't actually have the Sena logo on them, but because we do visit that abattoir, we do supervise it and oversee it, we can give a guarantee that those products are halal. That's what we call Sena approved.
JazakumAllah, Malana. We have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jiyapa, you can go ahead.
I just want to find out the clover sip up, the yogurt. Is that halal?
Yes, the product is halal suitable.
It's halal, okay. JazakAllah
for the call. Malana, further questions. Assalamu alaikum. Is Cadbury ice cream halal?
Cadbury ice cream, yes. These are made at the Sena certified facility in South Africa. They are halal.
Okay, another question reads, I believe Popeyes, I suppose this is some restaurant, they got Popeyes opening in Sandton. Is it the store that is going to be certified by Sena?
Yes, that's the franchise group. They've just recently launched in South Africa. I think the first store is opening on Thursday. They are certified by Sena, alhamdulillah.
Okay, JazakAllah. Is Skillo's chocolate spread halal?
Okay, this is a brand of spa. Again, this similar situation, we don't give any assurance for any of your products.
Okay, Malana, further questions. Which Mentos sweets are Sena approved?
Okay, there are 6 flavors which contain carmine, again, that insect-derived color. Mm. Those flavors are the strawberry yogurt, the cherry yogurt, the cinnamon, the grape, the rainbow rolls, and the last one is the sour mix.
Okay. So those are the 6 that you cannot have?
You cannot have, yes. The remaining ones you can have.
All right. Another question. Assalamu alaikum. The Laughing Cow cheese cubes have also a hemp flavor. Is there any risk of contamination?
Obviously, such a flavoring, you know, a person should stay away from it. Even if such a flavoring may be made synthetically, I believe that this product does come from a halal certified facility. Obviously, they would have controls to see that, you know, that hemp is not processed in the same facility. But again, because the nature of the flavor is synthetic, there would be no danger of contamination. But because of this, the flavor profile, you know, we want Muslims getting used to such a flavor profile, rather stay away from such a product.
Okay, the same person asked a question. So is it permissible to eat the original flavor Laughing Cow cubes?
Yes, it is halal also today.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Another question coming through. This is now with regards to Kraft Light Miracle Whip. Is it halal?
Yes, the product coming from the USA, yeah, it is halal also today, yes.
Okay, other questions. Assalamu alaikum. Is the new marvelous creation chocolate with cola, jellies and popcorn halal?
Yes, alhamdulillah. This was a query we done about a week or two back. It is halal suitable, yes.
Okay, I see somebody has sent a picture here. I don't know how exactly you pronounce this, Malana, but they've got a few ranges here, a few pictures here. It's spelled as H-U-B-B-A, G-U-B-B-A, or B-U-B-B-A.
Abba Baba. Yeah. Bubblegum, yes. Unfortunately, no information on that.
Is this bubblegum?
Yes.
Okay.
No information, unfortunately.
Okay, Lifesaver Sweets.
Lifesavers, if it's made by the Wrigley Company, then it is halal suitable. We see that there are some other companies that use the same name. No information on them, unfortunately.
Okay, Malana, further questions coming through. Palmolet Fabulous Yogurt. Some Palmolet yogurt they're talking of here.
Right, Palmolet yogurt. The problem with them is that they do contain bovine gelatin, and therefore we can't give any assurance for them.
Okay, JazakAllah, last question we're going to take for today. Assalamu alaikum, please advise on the flake ice cream.
Flake ice cream, that's halal suitable. Again, it's a Cadbury product which is manufactured at the Sena certified facility.
JazakAllah for that, Mulana. We thank you for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance.
Ameen. And before we go, just a reminder to the listeners that if you have any halal queries, if you have any suggestions or complaints about halal, if you have any concerns, you may contact us on our halal helpline 0861 786 111. You can also email us, thehelpline@senha.org.za. You can also find us on social media. That is Senha_halal on Twitter. On Facebook, it is South African National Halal Authority. And we've got an Instagram account as well. You can even send us queries on there. Jazakumullah khairan.
Jazakallah, and Jazakallah to the listeners as well. The queries that you have sent through, indeed, a lot of us benefit by listening to those questions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we can eat only that which is halal and tayyiba. With that, we conclude this week's program, the Senha program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.